This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia said Saturday its air defenses shot down a drone in Crimea, the second such incident at the headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in 3 weeks. The governor of Sevastopol said the drone that was shot down fell on the roof of the Russian fleet's headquarters, but did not cause casualties or major damage. Earlier this month, explosions at a Russian airbase destroyed 9 Russian warplanes. And earlier this week, a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea was hit by an attack. Ukrainian authorities have not claimed responsibility for any of the attacks. Russian forces have stepped up their battle to capture the few remaining cities in eastern Ukraine that are not already under their control, while continuing to fire on towns and villages in the country's north and south. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Russian shelling in the southern city of Mykolaiv saw several injured, many of them children, all of whom were said to be in a serious condition. Similarly, a 5-story apartment building and private homes in the nearby town of Voznesensk were badly damaged. A Ukrainian airstrike hit a Russian military base in the largest Russian-occupied city in the southern Zaporizhia region. The Ukrainian military said intensified combat took place around the small city of Bakhmut. The capture of Bakhmut would enable Russia to threaten the two largest remaining Ukrainian-held urban centers in the eastern Donbas region. I'm Karen Chamas.
The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. He gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel. Earlier reports, however, put the number of casualties at 20.